Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Today, we're focusing on Tyler Technologies, a leading provider of software solutions for the public sector. We'll examine how behavioral finance influences their strategies, market adaptation, and investor perceptions. Let's dive in.
Tyler Technologies operates in the public sector software space, offering solutions for local governments and schools. How do behavioral finance concepts like confirmation bias and overconfidence impact their strategic decisions, particularly in areas like product development and market expansion?
Confirmation bias can influence Tyler Technologies by leading them to favor information that supports their existing strategies or products. This bias might affect their product development decisions, as they may overlook or undervalue feedback that contradicts their current approach. Overconfidence can also play a role, particularly when expanding into new markets or developing new features. Tyler Technologies might overestimate the demand or success of new offerings, impacting their investment decisions and strategic planning.
Tyler's focus on managing these biases reflects their effort to balance innovation with a realistic assessment of market opportunities. This approach is appealing to investors who value both growth potential and prudent risk management.
Exactly. Tyler Technologies' ability to manage biases like confirmation bias and overconfidence while pursuing growth opportunities makes them an attractive option for investors seeking a balance of innovation and practical risk management.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at Tyler Technologies. With its focus on public sector solutions, how do DEI efforts intersect with behavioral finance for them?
DEI initiatives are crucial for Tyler Technologies given its role in serving diverse public sector clients. From a behavioral finance perspective, a strong DEI strategy can enhance decision-making by incorporating diverse perspectives, leading to more innovative solutions and better client service. For investors, Tyler's commitment to DEI signals a socially responsible and inclusive company, which can enhance its reputation and appeal. Additionally, DEI efforts can help attract and retain top talent, contributing to long-term success and a positive company culture.
Investors increasingly value DEI when evaluating public sector firms, as diverse teams can improve innovation and client service. Moving on to market adaptation, Tyler Technologies operates in a dynamic sector with evolving client needs. How does the company adapt to different market conditions, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Tyler's strategy involves adapting its software solutions to meet the specific needs of various public sector clients. Behavioral finance helps manage risks associated with market fluctuations and changing client demands. By understanding market dynamics and client preferences, Tyler can tailor its solutions to remain relevant and competitive. This adaptability is crucial for maintaining a strong market presence and driving growth in a competitive industry.
And this adaptability is essential for Tyler Technologies, especially as they face competition from other software providers. Their ability to stay relevant and responsive to market changes is key to their success.
Exactly. Tyler Technologies' focus on understanding and adapting to market conditions and client needs helps them stay competitive and maintain a strong market position.
Let's compare Tyler Technologies to other public sector software providers like SAP and Oracle. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Tyler Technologies' dynamics are often compared to firms like SAP and Oracle, particularly in their approach to public sector software solutions. Tyler's focus on managing biases and balancing innovation with risk management aligns it with companies like SAP, known for its enterprise solutions. Oracle's emphasis on comprehensive software and cloud solutions offers a different competitive landscape. Each company's approach to managing biases and adapting to market conditions influences their strategies and investor perceptions. Tyler's focus on public sector needs provides a unique position.
And unlike SAP focus on broad enterprise solutions and Oracle's emphasis on comprehensive software, Tyler Technologies' strength lies in its specialized focus on public sector solutions, offering a distinct competitive advantage.
Absolutely. Each company has its own behavioral finance dynamics that shape investor perceptions and market strategies. Tyler Technologies' focus on public sector solutions and balancing innovation with risk management provides a unique value proposition in the software sector.
To sum up, Tyler Technologies' business strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles, from their approach to managing risks and resources to their DEI efforts and market adaptation. These factors shape their market position and investor appeal.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides insight into Tyler Technologies' strategic decisions and potential risks and rewards for investors.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. Thank you.